This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Papoon for you. You remember Moody River? Well, gee, that was about 1958 or 59, 61. Thank you, Ed. Good morning, and welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, and along with my buddy and partner, Big Ed Davis, we thank you for joining us. It is Friday morning, October the 11th already, and the weather is kind of nice out there. Boy, it's beautiful, as a matter of fact, here in Tampa Bay. We're actually roll my windows down, take a little of that 70-plus degree weather. In a few minutes, we're going to be joined by George Morrison. He is an author and a proponent of natural healing. And we're going to discuss how doctors who use natural healing methods are being denied legitimacy in Washington. So stay tuned for that. And President Trump, did you watch him last night? He was in Minneapolis. Raises the crowd to a fever pitch, as usual. And the impeachment nightmare continuing. He talked a lot about it. We're going to get some thoughts on all this from Master Barber Andrew Ceresi, who, of course, is the proprietor of the Barber Pole. So you got to stay tuned for that. And the battle by street protesters in Hong Kong seems to mirror our colonial battle with England. Have you noticed? We're gonna take a look. You'll see some similarities, I believe. And in our Freedom Works Ultimate Top 10, are you ready to quit your job and retire? Well, we're going to tell you the top 10 best cities to go to retire to. So stay tuned for that. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop for the best haircut in Tampa Bay. You got to get over there. The shop is in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin, just north of Route 580. That's Route 580 Main Street. It's on Overcash Drive. Great haircut, great price, Andrew's Master Barbershop. And please, please, please visit our website. And you can hear our show anytime because we got it on podcast for you. OurFreedomWorks.com. OurFreedomWorks.com. Well, now, the guy that we don't know who it is, but is making all kinds of front page news, the whistleblower, the infamous whistleblower, now wants to testify in writing. He doesn't want to show up. He just wants to send a note. The Ukraine whistleblower, at the center of the impeachment inquiry, wants to testify to Congress in writing. The Wall Street Journal saying that lawyers for the guy, by the way, he's an anonymous CIA officer at this point. They're asking lawmakers if the guy could just send a little note. Here's a note. Why don't you just take this note in there and you can all sit around and talk. Yeah, that'll make sense. The request comes amid Democrats' desire to protect the identity of the guy, along with worries over his safety and media scrutiny. Oh, yeah. By the way, did you know that this guy has got ties directly to our buddy Joe Biden?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. What a coincidence.
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
Is he going to write this note on the back of a matchbook or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he is. Or underneath his shoe, and he can send his shoe to Congress. They could polish it while they got it. The Democratic candidate with whom the CIA whistleblower had a, quote, professional, unquote, relationship is Joe Biden, according to intelligence and former White House officials. So now that we know it's Joe Biden's buddy, and he doesn't want to come out and testify in person, and he wasn't even there when the phone call took place, what is going on?
What is this guy scared of? It's not like he's testifying against the Clintons, where you wind up.
Yes, I know.
I can see if he's testifying about against the Clintons.
You've seen that thing where you can connect about 35 people that died to the Clintons.
Well, just recently, right? Epstein.
Yeah, he was connected. You know, Bill Clinton sure made a lot of, he sure connected with a lot of people, didn't he?
Yeah.
Over all those years. So many of them gone now. Well, who knows why. He doesn't want anybody to know who he is. Let's be honest, you know. And once everybody knows that he's a big buddy of Joe Biden's, it all kind of collapses, doesn't it? I mean, come on. The Inspector General, Michael Atkinson, the Intelligence Community's Inspector General, told members of Congress that the guy had a professional tie to Biden. And I guess that's all you got to know about that. It's just kind of sad. This whole thing continues. Boy, I tell you, did you watch any of that Minneapolis rally that Trump had last night, Ed?
No, unfortunately, I was...
You were watching the... I was, too.
Yeah.
We were watching... Ed and I were watching the sad but very accomplished season ending for our beloved Rays in Tampa Bay. But you know what? Didn't they do a lot better than everybody expected?
They did, but when we get to the end of the show, I'm going to tell you something I'm really ticked off about from yesterday.
Yes, I look forward to it. Yeah. I look forward to it. In the meantime, let us do this. Going to take our break. When we come back, we're going to talk about natural healing, how it's being obstructed in Washington with George Morrison.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The best barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop, located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They've got a beautiful new facility, but you'll still get the very best haircut from the very best hair cutters, and for a great price, too. Andrew's Master Barbershop is open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2 p.m. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza, State Road 580 and Overcash Drive in Dunedin.
If you would like to become a wholesale buyer of the premium quality longevity product that you hear about right here on the Tantalk Radio Network for personal service, you can pick up the phone right now and call Lola at 727-441-3311. Again, that's Lola at 727-441-3311. Or for even faster service, log on to TantalkHealth.com. That's TantalkHealth.com. Here's your health and longevity.
Hi, this is Jay Leno.
Hey, this is Ted Nugent.
Hi, everybody. This is David Hobbs.
Hi, this is Bob Varshu.
Hey, this is Danny the Count Coker.
Hey, this is comedian, author, and most importantly, vintage race car driver Adam Carolla.
Hi, this is Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney.
I'm John Forrest.
Hey, this is Jack Roush.
And you're listening to Nostalgic Radio and Cars.
That's Nostalgic Radio and Cars with the most fascinating and legendary names in motorsports every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets, from animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune into the show on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back on a Friday morning and delighted to have George Morrison join us. George is an author. He is very much involved and interested and a proponent of natural healing that a lot of good doctors take up, but they've got a little problem in Washington. They run up and butt heads with the FDA and other organizations, and the public is not being served well, according to George. George, welcome to Freedom Works.
Thank you, Paul. It's a pleasure. I look forward to the opportunity of just perhaps being a voice that might touch the hearts and minds of people who have concerns about our well-being. And if I may...
Sure, go ahead.
I'd just like to give a little brief how I come to this place. I'm an author of two books already published, the first of which is The Nature of God Through Jesus Christ, and God's desire to have a personal and intimate relationship with each and every one of his creation. The second book, What's Next Jesus? Taste and See, all about Jesus and his birth, his growth to manhood as God and man, his ministry, betrayal, crucifixion, and finally, his resurrection. The third book, which is in progress, is Trilogy Complete and so much more, all about the Holy Spirit and what is being perpetrated by Big Pharma, FDA, the lobbyist groups in Washington, because they believe they have a perfect storm in order. In other words, pharma, with the doctors and what they prescribe, is going to be given to their patients, and the doctors just don't know that much about the pharma and what is really involved. And because of the fact that so much of what has been revealed and is now being revealed in Washington, we know that there's a tremendous amount of corruption. Well, not much is being said about pharma and FDA and the control over the FDA by pharma, because they're making billions of dollars every year
now,
on what they're giving.
When you say pharma, you're talking about the big drug companies, is that right?
Big drug companies.
And they are kind of guiding these doctors. I mean, we know that I watch all of these commercials here, and you see all of these commercials for these products with strange names. And I always think to myself, why are they directly peddling these commercials to the viewer when don't they go to the doctors and try to talk them into prescribing their drugs? I mean, you can't just go to the drugstore and get them anyway, right?
Well, that's true. Most of it is by prescription, and that's what they want.
Right.
They don't want it to go any other way. And that therein lies the problem, because the doctors, they aren't that familiar with all of the various products that are on the market. They're doctors, and they want to do doctoring, and that's a good thing. They have all taken the Hippocratic Oath, and some of them have taken a hypocritical oath, I'm afraid. But anyway, the doctors are approached through pharma, and the lobbyists are approaching the members of Congress. So therein lies the idea of the perfect storm. They feel that they have both ends covered. But the healing doctors are being denied legitimacy because pharma is not able to patent natural healing components, and pharma is not able to duplicate what God has created. For those of us that believe in the creation, the protocols the healing doctors have discovered are a combination of specific dosages that must be absolutely specific to the application or the disease that is being addressed.
So
because pharma has not been able to duplicate or synthesize the dosages, they, along with some of the major hospitals, are poo-pooing the fact that these protocols do not work. By doing so, pharma is making billions of dollars each and every year until they are able to get the cures that are already available and documented by the doctors mm-hmm. that have clinics in various parts of the world.
Mm-hmm. We're talking.
I'm sorry,
George. I just wanted to let people know that we're talking with you, George Morrison, who is an author, and we're talking about natural healing. A lot of people, natural healing, when you talk about these non-synthesized products or natural products and correct dosages and everything, what you're talking about, natural healing doctors, we're using, I guess what you would say, what God has created naturally rather than going into a laboratory and combining
exactly.
things. Is that what you're... So are we talking about things that are grown in the ground and...
Absolutely. We're talking about everything. God created all of us. He has also created the materials to keep our bodies fit. And let's face it, in the early part of the Bible, they're talking about people that live into 900 years. It's an unheard of thing anymore because we have downgraded our bodies and done so much with...
Yeah, but you don't believe that. You don't believe that they really live that long, do you? They just made those...
Yes, I do.
You do?
I absolutely do.
You think Methuselah lived to be 969?
Yep, I do. Okay. I absolutely believe it. And
wow.
It is the point that, in other words, If God created bodies that would live for up to 1,000 years, and they approached that at 969 years, as you just mentioned with Methuselah, and in that way, then what he did was to create all of the component parts, the maintenance materials, to keep our bodies fit and in order that we could live for that period of time.
Yeah, give me some of that stuff Methuselah was taking. I wonder what...
Yeah.
His wife must have been a great cook. That's all I can think of if he's lived to be 969.
That's what we're talking about here, Paul, is the fact that he created all of the plants, all of the flowers, all of the animals, all of the ingredients, and he has planted them. Who else, other than the creator of this universe, would be able to distribute all of the things that are being discovered? And if any of your audience, and I know that the high thousands of people that are listening to you, if many of them know the Lord, for example, and are seeking Him, and it was never about religion for God, it was always about the relationship He desired to have with each and every one of His creation. But if we have in our ability to gather these things, and I know in my own case, I have people in my own family who are suffering with certain diseases, and I'm sure you know some as well, that you care about them and you would like to be able to, and in most instances, that's how this increased desire to be able to do things for people that are we're caring about. We care about our family, those that we come in contact with, and there are so many things that are going bad. What we're talking about here is a subject that touches the greater percentage of the 8+ billion inhabitants of planet Earth.
I'm sorry, George.
Sure.
Let me again tell everybody that we're talking with George Morrison. He is an author. We're talking about natural healing and some of the things that are going on in Washington, which obstructs natural healing doctors to be able to do the things that they would like to do. So is there an answer here, George, that you can see? What must be done, and how can it be done to allow these natural healing doctors to ply their trade and perhaps get more legitimacy? What do you think?
Well, I think there's one thing that has to be done within. It's like Jesus coming to earth as man, and he dealing with the disciples, and they just didn't get it. I mean, they weren't getting. He thought he would come and just these people would pick it up and run with it. hand off the baton to these disciples. But that didn't happen until Pentecost occurred. Well, now today, we're in a situation where the doctor groups, and that's what these are. These are groups of doctors with different disciplines. They come together and they discover these various kinds of protocols that they are able to bring about healing. And it is true, a miracle healing is taking place. And I've seen it. I've seen it happen in a number of people that I know of. And one of the responsibilities, though, in that, much like the disciples, these doctor groups have to put on their big boy pants and take a stand against pharma, who controls FDA, and the lobbyists, and it's time. There has never been a more opportune time for these doctor groups, because of all of the discoveries and the revelations that have taken place in the corruption of the government and huge, huge parts of respected government bureaus and what have you that have been corrupt for a number of years. Now, if they will never have another opportunity like this, and if they don't take hold of it now, if there are doctors out there, I'd love to talk with some of those doctors and be able to have some kind of influence, and that's one of the things. And the another point that I would like to make, though, is that recently I saw a report that pharma had been ordered to remove certain products from the marketplace where they were being sold, because the products were actually causing cancer in the patients that were taking them as directed by their providers. I mean, that's incredible. That's an incredible accusation to make against something like this. But that's how much the corruption has been taken over. It is ego, pride, and vanity of the various classes of people. It's like Hillary. She doesn't think she's above reproach as far as anything that she has done. She doesn't accept it as anything against her. But as we go forward, and it is, the question that begs to be asked here, how many more millions of people have to die before we allow God to be God and let the natural healing elements of his creation be allowed to be brought forth? I have people in my own family suffering with ailments and diseases that there are cures right now. I have encyclopedias from various of these doctor groups that there isn't a disease out there that there isn't a cure for. So, but it is going to take the participation of every person that has a vested interest in this, whether it's physical, intellectual, or medical. It is an opportunity that we need to grasp right now. It's like what's going on in Washington with the accusations against our president. I mean, if nothing less, we should at least appreciate the office that he represents. But that isn't true either. I mean, does that answer your question at all?
I think so. And I want to thank you so very much, George, for coming on and giving us your thoughts about all of this. Is there any place that somebody that is more interested in getting additional info can go?
I can give you a telephone number, 727-418-3674. And I stand okay. Ready. I've been trying to make a contact with one or two or three of these doctors, but they're insulated from the public. They
yes,
just,
indeed.
You get into their websites, but you can't get any further, okay. And nobody can give you a number to call.
418-3674 in area code 727. Well, George, thank you so very much for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul, for the opportunity.
All right, my friend.
God bless you.
And the same. George Morrison. All right, let us take our break. When we come back, When we come back, the barber pole will be brought out, and the proprietor, Andrew Ceresi, will be chatting with us about Trump's speech last night in Minneapolis and what's going on in that nightmare of the impeachment imbroglio.
So different and so new, was like any other, until I kiss you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The best barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop, located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They've got a beautiful new facility, but you'll still get the very best haircut from the very best hair cutters, and for a great price, too. Andrew's Master Barbershop is open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2 p.m. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza, State Road 580 and Overcash Drive in Dunedin.
Live in a condo or homeowners association? Do you have issues? How about questions? Tune in to the Ameritech Connection every Thursday at 5 p.m. on Tan Talk Radio Network. That's 1340 AM and 106.1 FM. Right, Sharon?
That's right, Mike. We cover it all when it comes to deed-restricted communities. We have the answers to all of your questions and more on the Ameritech Connection every Thursday at 5 p.m. on Tan Talk Radio Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM.
Hey, did you know there's a live psychology talk show Thursday and Friday at noon where you can call in and get free guidance and also learn several different topics relating to ending the stigma on mental health? It's called Moments of Clarity on WTAN 1340 AM. It's with licensed therapist Tiffany Warner, who will try to end the stigma on mental health. But the only way you can do that is to listen to Moments of Clarity Thursday and Friday at noon on WTAN 1340 AM, the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back. Boy, it's Friday already. It is Friday already, and we've got our buddy, Andrew the Master Barber, with us. And Andrew, now I was watching a lot of the Tampa Bay Rays game last night, and the Lightning were also playing. And then we had President Trump, who was in Minneapolis. I'm guessing you, did you watch any of that address?
Paul, I wouldn't watch the Rays, and I will not watch the Lightning until I watch my president, buddy.
Okay.
And let me tell you what, he put the best show on earth, believe me.
It was rather interesting. I was tuning in, and he had some interesting things to say about our former Vice President Joe Biden's relationship.
He said why he got along so good with Obama. We can't say it on the air, can we?
His relationship was rather intimate, apparently, with with President Obama. Now, well, go ahead. Yes.
You hear these polls. Oh, 52% of the people, they want Trump impeached. You know, Paul, they needed to see the crowd last night, Paul. The crowd speaks for the polls. They can keep these polls. I don't know where they're getting them from. Let's be realistic here. We must meet the Democrat Convention Center taking their polls.
Well, you know, on that note, and it was a Fox News poll that shows 51% of the so-called electorate favors an impeachment of President Trump and possible removal. But even Fox News admits that the polls are heavily skewed towards Democrats. In other words, there are more Democrats that are being asked these questions than there are Republicans. It's like 48% Democrats, 41% Republicans, and the rest, like independent. So I think it is skewed. Go ahead.
You know, that's surprising, especially coming from Fox News. But, you know, Fox is kind of turning their cards. You know, since Murdoch got out of there, his kids took over, which are all liberal. You know that, right?
I don't, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. His kids took over. They even have a Muslim woman on the board of directors now.
This is
why you saw Donna Brazil on there. They're still keeping Shepard Smith. They got the little one, whatever his name is, over there.
Well, you know,
they need to know.
Well, you know what? And I don't want to dally on this too much, but at least Fox News gives you a little bit of diversity. You don't get any on CNN or MSNBC.
No, nothing at all.
You know, Fox, but Fox does present both sides. And I still, I must tell you, they've got the most watched cable television show, the Sean Hannity Show, and he's very pro-Trump. And they have a host of other people that, let's be honest, it still leans conservative, I think.
You know, Paul, the thing that amazes me with Fox News lately, Everybody's writing a book. You notice that?
Yes, I do notice that.
Everybody's writing a book. I'm getting ready to write a book, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I get promoted on the radio station. But
you
this
can.
Is ridiculous. To me, Trump or Fox News is going to be nothing but an advertisement for these people writing books.
Well,
to tell you what they're already telling you.
I agree with you. They are all writing books. That's a very interesting comment. But let's get back to what is going on here. Now the whistleblower doesn't want to physically appear to testify. He wants to send his testimony in writing, which does not give anybody an opportunity to, let's say, cross-examine him or talk to him. That doesn't seem that seems totally unfair.
Oh, that's because Adam Schiff is the whistleblower. Okay, he was probably with Biden and Obama's thing. It's a bunch of baloney. If they got a whistleblower and you got all this stuff, you know what? Bring him out. You people are so afraid to do anything. They're so scared and running scared right now. They know they don't have a winner whatsoever and their Democratic candidates. Not a one. Trump will make hamburger out of everyone. Their canoe is going over the falls, buddy.
Wow. Also, the Washington Examiner is saying now that the whistleblower, what a surprise, had direct ties with Joe Biden and a professional tie to Joe Biden.
Exactly. I'm
what a surprise.
It's a bunch of baloney, Paul. And, you know, do you see they brought Trey Gowdy on now, too? This is going to be beautiful.
Yes, Trey's kind of a straight shooter, I always thought, don't you?
Oh, there's no question about it. Paul, they're running scared. They know what's going down, believe me. This is no longer about an election no more. This is about keeping your rear ends out of jail, buddy.
Now, do you think they will actually hold an impeachment vote, Andrew? Or do you think that despite all of this talk, they just want to prolong it, but they're actually afraid to take an impeachment vote or even to take a vote to impeach, if you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Paul, I don't think they're going to do nothing. Let me tell you something. They see the crowds that are gathering. Did you see last night after the rally in Minneapolis? Now the people started fires and were attacking people. They're running scared. Believe they're actually busting these people in to do this kind of stuff. They had training camps for these radicals, from what I've been reading.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's a bunch of baloney. They're running scared. Like I said, this is no longer about an election, Paul. This is about keeping out of jail.
On another note that has to do with Rudy Giuliani, who is the personal attorney.
It's another beautiful one, right?
President, two associates of Giuliani made their initial appearance before a judge yesterday, less than a day after they were arrested on campaign finance violations. So all of a sudden, kind of coincidentally, right?
From what I understand, these are actually clients of Rudy Giuliani's.
They were trying to board a flight to go to, I guess, Italy, but I'm not sure. They got stopped, not Italy, somewhere else, maybe the Ukraine. But they were stopped, and they were hauled into court. They remained mostly silent during their appearance. But they had been involved in helping Rudy Giuliani with unearthing more information on the Biden situation.
Isn't it amazing, huh?
Yeah.
So well, this is all coincidence. They're trying everything. I'm surprised they're not at my barbershop reading me over here. I've got ties with Trump. I love the guy. He's doing a great job.
Yep.
He's doing a great job. Like I said, this is their last ditch, my friend. They are going down. I don't believe they have. I think they do have an idea what's happening. Look at Brennan Sunday. You saw Brennan on television, didn't you?
The former CIA director. Go ahead.
He sat there and said, "We were told to spy on Trump by our commander-in-chief, Obama." He came right out and admitted it.
Where did he say that? I mean, was he on one of the cable stations?
Oh, yeah. She was, I believe it was CNN.
CNN.
Yeah, I saw the bites on it on the computer. Yeah, there's no question about it.
But he
came right out and said he was under direct orders by his commander-in-chief, period. What is that admitting to? You come right out and admit you're spying.
Yeah, I'd like to see that tape because
you got to look it up, my friend, because it is there. It is there.
What do you think? And we talked about a little bit of this with you, Andrew, on Wednesday's show. This situation with the Kurds in Syria. It seems like, and let me make a reference to Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney is among 30 Republicans, about 20 Republican colleagues, saying that they want to introduce legislation to sanction Turkey for its offensive against the U.S.-backed Kurdish forces in Syria. I still think, and this is just me, and I know you won't agree, but I think that President Trump made a big mistake. Big mistake. Because he didn't give the Kurds any kind of pre-announcement. He pulls out our troops, and the truth is that a lot of innocent Kurdish civilians are being killed because Erdogan, the head in Turkey, is allowing an invasion of these people. Trump says, well, we're going to really come down economically. Well, it's not stopping Turkey from doing what it's doing to these poor people. And they've been backers of the United States, the Kurds. The Kurds have helped us. And
you know, Paul, we've had a lot of people help us in a lot of wars. But maybe I'm mistaken, but were there 50,000 of our troops killed in Vietnam?
Oh, yes, we had 50,000 of us.
Well, 50,000 of our troops got killed in Vietnam. What good was that war? What did we get out of it? Where did it go?
You know, yes.
And how many people in the Middle East in the last 20 years have lost sons and daughters for a war that we should never even been in?
No, I
agree. To begin with, these people need to take care of themselves. They need to learn how to take care of themselves. We've been taking care of ourselves for you. Are we the babysitters of the world? We can't be, Paul.
No, I agree with you. You're right. I cannot argue that. And also, let me add one other thing. I have never liked the fact that we don't have Congress do its duty and declare a war. If we're going to send our troops anywhere and fight in a war, like going to Iraq or going into the Mideast or whatever we do, I think it's incumbent upon us to look at the Constitution, which clearly states only Congress has the power to declare war. They have passed over these, they've wiggled themselves out of it. We get into, you call it a skirmish, but listen, if you're a dead soldier in a skirmish, you're just as dead, right, as a war.
That's it, Paul. You know what? Let them be the ones to watch that coffin coming off of the airplane and see what these people feel like. I know if I had a son and I lost him in a useless war, forget about it. I would have no forgiveness for this country.
Yes, indeed. And I'm not arguing with you because you're making good points, and so did Trump. I just wish we had warned the Kurds. It seems like...
Well, they had to know this was coming. Well, he said he was going to pull the troops out.
But you have to admit, Andrew, you have to admit that Trump sometimes does things impulsively. And I kind of think, he's going to turn around and send them back in. I think there's going to be too much
pressure. Well, you know what, Paul? If he turns around and sends them back in, they just get the job done here. Let's quit playing games.
I agree.
Okay, they're going to let's turn the mountains of Iraq into glass, buddy. Period.
And like you said, these battles in the Mideast have been going on for thousands of years. And
I mean, are our soldiers the sacrificial lamb for these people?
No, I agree. I agree. Okay? I agree. But we have formed commitments. You know how it was. All of this stuff comes after World War II. We were not the babysitters of the world prior to World War II, but we were the only big nation left standing after World War II. And we did take, as you know, we took on the responsibilities of protecting certain groups from other groups after World War II. Maybe that was a fatal mistake, but we
did. That was a big mistake, Paul. Come on, look at Japan. Look what they did to we rebuilt Japan. Mm-hmm. What are you, crazy? Look at Germany. Germany's been milking us for how many years? Look at the economy they had, strong economy. Well, we're spending billions of dollars a year protecting Germany.
Yeah, we don't know how to let go, and we should have been letting go of some of
this. That's right. It's time for them to take care of themselves, and you know what? It's time for us to close our borders. We can put our troops around our own borders. Anybody messes with us, we'll take care of business. Otherwise, let's keep our trade going, keep everybody's economy going, and work that way. But as far as these wars go, you people want to kill each other, go for it.
Andrew, it is always a pleasure to listen to you. You sound good. You sound like you're feeling good, too.
I feel like a new man, Paul. Believe me. Oh, I feel like a 20-year-old kid again.
Well, you sound
like it. It's unbelievable.
You do. You sound like it. Thank you so much, Andrew. We'll be talking with you again next week.
All right, Paul. You take care, buddy.
You too, my friend.
Bye-bye.
There he goes, Andrew the Master Barber. And make sure, I tell you what, get the best haircut in Tampa Bay, will you? When you're ready, you guys, get over there. It's in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. It's just off Highway 580, State Road 580, Main Street in Dunedin at Overcash Drive. Okay, let us take our final break. When we come back, Hong Kong mirrors a lot of what we were trying to do during the colonial days. We'll talk about it.
Show do, 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 do. This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The best barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop, located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They've got a beautiful new facility, but you'll still get the very best haircut from the very best hair cutters, and for a great price, too. Andrew's Master Barbershop is open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2 p.m. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza, State Road 580 and Overcash Drive in Dunedin.
Live in a condo or homeowners association? Do you have issues? How about questions? Tune in to the Ameritech Connection every Thursday at 5 p.m. on TAN Talk Radio Network. That's 1340 AM and 106.1 FM. Right, Sharon?
That's right, Mike. We cover it all when it comes to deed-restricted communities. We have the answers to all of your questions and more on the Ameritech Connection every Thursday at 5 p.m. on TAN Talk Radio Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM.
Hey, did you know there's a live psychology talk show Thursday and Friday at noon where you can call in and get free guidance and also learn several different topics relating to ending the stigma on mental health? It's called Moments of Clarity on WTAN 1340 AM. It's with licensed therapist Tiffany Warner, who will try to end the stigma on mental health. But the only way you can do that is to listen to Moments of Clarity Thursday and Friday at noon on WTAN 1340 AM, the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
I wanna go home where I belong.
Hey, we're back. There's Dion in the background. He's a lonely teenager, that's what he is. Okay, back for the final segment here on this Friday on Freedom Works. By the way, we're here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. But you can always listen anytime your little heart wants to if you go to our website, OurFreedomWorks.com. O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. We have our podcasts, thanks to Big Ed, all set up for you. OurFreedomWorks.com. Well, you know, all this stuff going on in Hong Kong kind of mirrors what we were doing back in the colonial days. The Hong Kong protesters are fighting many of the same things that the American colonists fought. And maybe we should take a look at it from that standpoint. This is an article, by the way, I want to credit the Federalist for bringing up the comparisons. And they say that since the Hong Kong protesting in the streets have no leader, the demonstrators have no defined list of demands, but all have five goals in common. One, they want to withdraw the extradition bill that would send accused offenders to mainland China. Can you imagine plucking them out of Hong Kong and bringing them to mainland? You'd never see them again. Two, they want the resignation of the chief executive, Carrie Lam, who's running Hong Kong. She is a puppet, of course, for mainland China. Three, they want an investigation into police brutality. Four, they want the release of those arrested in the protests. And finally, they want greater democratic freedom. So those are the things they're going for. And similar to the original U.S. colonies, they are a self-governing territory right now. They belong to China like we belong to England. But they have their own currency. They have their own political structure. They have their own cultural identity, which is separate from the parent country. Many who live there see themselves as Hong Kongers rather than as Chinese. We saw ourselves, right, as Americans rather than Englanders back in the colonial days. And yet China has been increasingly flexing its muscles, asserting its own rules. Now, the British had been governing Hong Kong since the 1800s. And the British were slowly releasing all of the different things that they governed. I mean, Australia was part of the British Empire. Canada was part of the British Empire. And so was Hong Kong. And of course, I think it was back in the 70s or 80s,
They finally relinquished control. And if you ever look on a map, you can see that Hong Kong is kind of like a little finger hanging off mainland China, way down there in the south. But the protests in Hong Kong began in March and then bloomed fully in June after a controversial extradition bill that was introduced. And if you watch the news, it doesn't look like those rioters are going away. I mean, they continue to have huge numbers of people in the streets. The Hong Kongers are upset that that extradition that mainland was trying to do would mean unfair trials against them, just as the American colonists always argued in the 18th century. They also argued that the Chinese would use the law to come down on Hong Kong dissidents. Now, the demonstrators scored a major victory more than a month ago when the territory's executive officials withdrew the extradition measure. Well, we finally broke away from England, did we not? We had to have a war to do it. And we had some help from some people in other countries. Lafayette in France comes to mind. So I wonder where all of this will lead. But maybe in the long run, somehow, Hong Kong will become its own country, fully independent. It's going to be a little harder, I think, in some ways than it was for the United States, because we had an ocean to separate us from our oppressors. They don't. Okay. I want to switch gears here. I promised Big Ed we'd talk a little bit about the final game for the Tampa Bay Rays, although nobody thought much about their chances at the beginning of the year, and I think they had the, Ed, they had maybe the lowest major league payroll.
$60 million.
And a bunch of no-names, but my goodness, they went to the ultimate and to the mat with what is considered maybe the best team in baseball, the Houston Astros, before submitting 6-1 last night in the final game.
And remember, for the wild card game, they went out to Oakland and beat them in the one game playoff. And but I was,
I now you say, have a gripe. I
do
have the gripe.
I was
about it.
Really upset yesterday at about noon yesterday when I looked at the St. Petersburg Times online, which I shouldn't have done. But anyway, it said that. That playoff tickets against the Yankees would go on sale Thursday night at 6 p.m.
Ah, the kiss of death.
Jinxed them.
There you go.
Now I'm not blaming the Times because they're running the story.
They have to.
But I gotta ask you this.
Yeah.
Because our owner, Stu Sternberg, every step forward is two steps back. Go back to the wild card game. We're all excited. And there's photos of Stu and his new girlfriend from Montreal, the group.
Ah, I didn't know he has a Montreal
girlfriend. Him,
that's why they're going to Montreal.
Got him tickets, up in the booth, taking photos. Listen, if this is a divorce, we haven't even gone to court yet, and he's already taken his new girlfriend out to dinner with all his friends. But anyway, I question, as I've covered players for the Bucks and other teams for over 20 years, and I can tell you they don't like this because this is bulletin board material. You can't tell me that we want the tickets to go on at 6 o'clock on sale. For Tuesday's game, if they make it, it would be a Tuesday night game. You couldn't wait 5 hours till the outcome of that game to put the tickets on sale. 5 hours would have made a big difference when you would have had Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and part of Tuesday to sell it out if they made it to the next round.
Do you think that the Rays really wanted, and Sternberg really wanted that information to get out, or is it because the Tampa Bay Times?
No. They obviously had to be given the story. They didn't make it up.
But maybe they should have told.
It's the timing. It's stupidity.
Yeah.
You know, it's being greedy is what it is. You know, and it just says that the players don't like this. What that says is, and I guarantee you, it's probably on the Astros bulletin board that the Rays have already started selling tickets for the next series.
Mm-hmm.
That is bulletin board material, and I don't like it. And I think that that's just, was it a part of it? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. It's just, every time we take a step forward, this guy, it's two steps backwards.
I see what you mean. Yeah. Well, just in general, the Rays had a very good year. We don't get a lot of people showing up at the games, and there is a chance it's going to move to Montreal, or we're going to do a half and half. And I wonder why they would go back to Montreal. They already failed in Montreal.
Well, it would be a split thing. They'd be half here and half Montreal.
Yes.
But it's funny because during the playoff games here against Houston, when the Trop was all sold out, now all of a sudden the Mayors want to hit a reset with the Rays. Wow, look at all these people in the stands. They got to stay here. Let's talk this thing out.
I know. Yeah. Ah, well. Well, we'll just keep our fingers crossed. We're going into hockey now, and, of course, football's going on. Basketball's coming along, so we got other things. But we salute the Rays for their great season.
Make sure you're up early Sunday.
Oh, is that right? We're playing in England,
yes,
aren't we? The Bucks
9:30 a.m.
I forgot to ask you about that. Let's do that real quick. Okay, so it seems like every NFL team is going to play in England for a game.
Yeah, because they're trying to milk that market. Now I think it's five games a year.
Five a year now,
I,
huh?
I believe it's five. And then, of course, the England
Who are the Bucks stadium. Who are the Bucks playing in England?
The Panthers.
Oh, the Carolina Panthers. Yeah. Well, we have a shot at winning that game, I think.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. All right, time for our top 10, and we're going to have to hurry up and get over on the drums. This is the top 10 best cities to retire to. It comes from Magnify Money. And so those of you getting ready to call it quits as far as a career goes, you might want to move to one of these places. Here we go. Number 10. Ocala, Florida.
Uh-oh.
Ocala, way up north there. Oh. They got a total score out of 100 of 62.2. All right. Number 9. Fort Myers, Florida. Not far from us. A little south. They got a 62.3 out of 100. Number 8. Hey, Florida's just taking over everything here. Northport, Florida. I don't even know where it is.
It's actually south of here. Oh, Northport.
Northport, Florida.
Up to the left, I believe.
Up,
I believe.
Take a left. Go north
up
and take a left.
Up to the left, yeah,
okay.
I think.
62.8.
Number either up or down.
All right, number 7. Ah, we leave Florida. Lynchburg, Virginia. Lynchburg, Virginia. That's in kind of the southern Virginia area there. Kind of conservative, too, by the way. 63.3%. Number 8. Crestview, Florida. I'm not sure where that is.
How did you go back to 8? Are you sure?
No, I misread it. I'm sorry. It was 6. You're right. You know, my thumb was over the number, and I only saw part of the 6. It looked like 8. Anyway, you don't care. Number 6 is Crestview, Florida. Okay. Number 5.
My hands are tired.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Number 5 is Savannah, Georgia. I've been there. It's beautiful.
Mm.
Yeah, and historic. Number 4, McAllen, Texas. Yes, indeed. They have a 64.9 out of 100. Number 3, Port St. Lucie, Florida. Uh-huh. Yeah. Not surprising, 65. Number 2.
It's the average age, too.
Yes, it is. Number 2 is Charleston, South Carolina. That's a beautiful city, too. Big Civil War city. All right, Ed, what do you think the number 1 best city to retire to?
I got
to
say probably... It's got to be in Florida somewhere.
It is.
Okay.
It is, and I'll give you a big hint. It's on the West Coast.
It's Sarasota?
Go further south.
I don't know.
Hit the drums, buddy.
I did.
Okay. Naples.
Naples, okay.
It's a beautiful city, Naples, Florida. All right, my friends, thank you so very much for being with us. We will be back on Monday at 10 o'clock. Great weekend for you, and remember, freedom works.
TAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
Turn them over. The ambassador appears. I'm Michael Toscano. A federal appeals court has